Ramble.
This is madness.
This is guilty pleasures. Welcome to Guilty Pleasures. Today we're talking about 300 Zack Snyder's blood-soaked, horny for violence romp of a movie.
Horny for anything. Dark horny shadows. For necklaces. Horny for earrings. Horny
sweaty,
for sex.
Dirt.
Sweaty, dirt. Dirty
comic
man.
Book-y.
Yeah.
This is one. This was for a long time the highest-grossing rated R movie of all time.
Yes,
little fun fact
course.
To start us
Ew,
off.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The only thing that beat it was Deadpool
yep.
just recently.
This movie put Zack Snyder on the map, and once again, we are looking back. Almost, I mean, what, over 10 years now, looking back, does this shit hold up?
This is the most quoted movie by my brother.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
shout
my
out brother.
Brother. My brother is huge. My brother is Sherwin.
Sherwin Williams.
My brother. What? No, not like the paint. Okay. Spelled differently.
Oh.
But
like the paint, he can splatter all over my
Ooh.
Body.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Sherwin. Follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, he's a humongous person. So, like, anytime he would yell out, "This is Sparta," he would, like, shoulder me or, like, hit me somehow and blah, 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 and literally knock me off my feet. So,
that's why you got so big.
This movie changed men forever.
Defend myself.
This movie changed men forever, and I think possibly for the worse.
Yeah, like the way you pushed people around.
I just remembered, like, watching it, like, this is where a lot of people got either huge or turned into actually despicable people or
toxic.
Like started. This was like the Dark Knight before Dark Knight.
Wow.
You know, where everybody just like, oh, this, like you said, turned men for the worse.
Well, as a lady, I can tell you it turned me on to Gerard motherfucking Butler.
Of course,
this
of
was,
course.
I think, the first time I had seen him.
Yeah, this is like his
and
first big movie.
Fell deeply, deeply in love with him and named my first cat. King Leonidas is named after this movie, Gerard Butler specifically.
Wow.
And then he came out with P.S. I Love You. See ya. Range.
So yeah.
Yeah. He's hot.
Well, I want
Have
you.
Seen The Ugly Truth?
I'm sure if he's in it.
Yeah.
His accent. What is his accent?
It's like Welsh or like something.
It's just got a mouthful
Scottish,
of marbles.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I want you all to hold on to your butts because we've
is
got.
Is Gerard Butler here?
No.
Oh.
But we've got a story
coming
up later on this pod because your boy Zach was nearly cast in this film.
What
no, you fucking
the fuck?
Weren't.
As what?
No, you fucking
As
weren't.
As one of the hunks?
But we've got a lot
no,
to
decrepit.
Talk about. Fuck you.
No.
Fuck
Miles,
you to
do
hell.
You know this?
Yeah.
You know this information?
Yeah.
I told him.
He showed me.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
But if you have not seen 300, don't worry, fam. We got you. Covered
Get who was.
300 stars Gerard Butler as the shirtless hunky McHunk Leonidas, the king of the Spartans. They are a tribe of warriors
Greeks.
And they fuck hard and they fight hard.
Live the fight.
Those Spartans. You got King Xerxes, who's the god king. He's coming with his big army that shakes the ground and he says, "Kneel before me." And Leonidas says, "Fuck you, bitch."
Mm-hmm.
Suck my dick.
Suck my dick all the way.
And then he says, "I'm going to take only 300 of my men and we're going to.
Well, he only has 300.
We're going to fight you.
We're going to go on a light stroll.
We're going
to
fight you."
And it becomes the case of, are the strong and few greater than the weak many?
It's kind of like the Alamo before the Alamo. It's like, it's one of these stories that like men love to be like, we took our stand and we fought the bad guys
and they
off.
All fucking died.
And they all fucking died. And you lost. You fucking losers.
But they died for their country.
Losers.
But this is based on a true story. You know?
Can I just say real quick as a footnote, Alamo, y'all bitch, it's a bitch ass monument. It's a stupid thing to celebrate.
I immediately went to like the car
sales
place.
Oh, the Mexicans were coming to get us. You bitch ass motherfuckers. You stole that land. Anyway, let's go on.
300 based on a real story.
Thing.
Yeah, it is Greek. Spartans were actually real.
Yeah.
They really were soldiers that were bred to just be soldiers, to just fight, and that this really did happen, but it wasn't as mystical as this movie makes it out to be.
I mean, this movie is crazy.
Yeah.
Visually insane.
Gorge.
It is a comic book put on screen. A lot of, so we'll talk about that. A lot of comic flourishes. Very violent. I was going somewhere with this. I forget. There are monsters.
Cast in it. Or when are we going to reveal?
We'll get there.
You're making us wait. I like that.
I'm
going
to tease it out.
Ooh, I hate anticipation.
I remember, so I saw this movie in theaters, and then I thought it was fine. I got an HD DVD player.
Oh.
Remember when Blu-ray and HD DVD, that war?
Yes.
I don't know, youngins, if you don't remember this, when Blu-ray came out, HD DVD came out at the same time, and it blew our minds. We were like, holy shit, I didn't know you could have something this high res at home.
Crispy.
And it came with our TV for free, and then the DVD, the HD DVD player came with 300 for free.
You had two versions?
So we... No, just like the DVD player came with the HD DVD. So I'm watching with my sister and I'm like, this movie kind of fucking sucks. And then we fast forwarded to just the fight scenes. I'm like, yo, this is the best movie. Rips.
This has heart.
If this
and
were a 45
horny.
Minute movie, it would be the greatest film ever made.
Yeah. Okay. So I love this movie.
You do?
I don't see the qualms of it, and I feel bad. That's okay. So that's, I think, what I was trying to get at, where this is a true guilty pleasure, and I know I'm jumping to the end here.
Wow, spoiler.
Because I feel bad for how much I love this movie. And I think that a lot of people do feel bad for how much they love this movie.
Doesn't it work though? Like, don't its guilt lean into like why it's a good, why it's a pleasure? Like,
it's just like so exaggerated in every direction.
Yeah.
But I did write it at the time. Like, that's insane.
It always was.
Right?
I wrote in my notes, and I think this is what Garrick's getting to, is I can't explain why, but I feel like this movie is responsible for incel culture.
Yeah. Yes. It has to. It was like, it is the spark that lit the flame that the Dark Knight actually blew up.
Oh my God. Everything.
That the Joker smile like blew up and all of that stuff.
Oh yeah. He really was like the Joker before the Joker.
But it's just like masculinity turned up to 11. It's just
this is what men are supposed to be. We're supposed to eat meat and fuck.
That's what it was, though. Like, literally, like, starting from the beginning, like, it's so the story, the way they introduce.
Yeah, only the strong survive.
Like, literally, when a Spartan, and this is true, when a Spartan was born, they would give it to an elder who would inspect the baby for any imperfection.
Yeah.
And if it so much so had a curvature the wrong way, they threw the baby off a cliff.
Ableist as fuck.
Die with the other bones of Spartan's
baby. Pretty cool shot, though, of all these baby bones.
At 7 years old, they rip them away from their mothers and they are sentenced to 12 years of military training. Like, they literally... And then once after 12 years, the way that they prove that they're a Spartan is they have to go kill a Spartan slave, which they literally just have slaves for them to be proved that Spartans are worthy enough to be fighters.
It's a fucking masculinity wet dream.
Yes.
Yeah.
This
is the
way it
gayest
was.
Shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
You know how
super
like
gay.
It is. Okay. You know how like guys think that Chris Hemsworth is hot and girls do too. But then like girls are like, no, like softer boys are hot. Like what guys think is hot is Men's Health magazine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where
we're
like, rip with the fucking bulge.
Yeah, this guy's fucking huge.
Oh, look at him.
Jaw
look at those
muscles.
Tries and deltoids. And
and then women are like Timothée Chalamet.
Look at
him.
Oh, he's delicate.
But also in this, this was also the time of like philosophers and like Stoics, and like there is a board that like the men are in dresses and they're older and wiser. So there was like the complete opposite to filth and masculinity. And it was either you were intelligent, you were a fighter, or you were fucking deformed and thrown off a cliff. And
joke's on you. I'm intelligent and deformed. Thank you.
But he's definitely not a fighter.
I'm not a fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this movie is what guys think being hot is. It's being ripped to no end, grunting with your boys.
Yeah.
Kicking bitches into dark holes.
Yeah.
And like also defending your family in the most toxic, stupid way possible.
But it wasn't their family. It was like, it was just like their governance. They were fighting to keep the government alive.
Okay. Leonidas is offered in the middle of the film. Xerxes is like, you can be my commander and I will give you, all you need to do is bow down to me. And he's like, tempting offer, but fuck you.
Yeah.
That's pride. You're a little baby bitch. You're gonna put your pride before the life of your
people. It's a cult. they're like literally born into a cult because you're gonna die for what? A worthy cause, which is what?
Yeah, they're like Viking people.
It's like they're literally just fighting to keep their egos.
The only way that they can go to heaven,
is to die for your country. It's like we're still doing that.
Vikings believe. I don't know if
Spartans were to keep their government. Like ancient Greece fell eventually.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like they failed. Toxic masculinity does not prevail. You hear that?
You hear that?
Actually, capitalism is what brought it down.
Fair.
But
whatever. Yeah. No, you're
capitalism
right.
Also fails. You hear that? You hear it?
Women, true queens. You hear that? Right, guys?
This movie's dope looking, though.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. And this is why I like Zack Snyder's stuff. And that's why I like the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League. Because everything looks like a Renaissance painting.
Yep.
All the shots, like even every time it like zooms out, like even him kicking him to the hole, them pushing them off the cliffs, all of that shit, all of those slow-mo shots that they do, or he does, it's almost like he's saying, pause it. And just take in what I just drew.
It's very romanticized.
Like it's essentially a lot of the same beats over and over again. Prevailing. We're still prevailing.
And then not.
But the way that he even gets across like the idea that my army is strong is an entire like piece of the first act. It's like just to prove that they have really strong people.
Is cool.
But to parse that out to be so long and keep me interested is very hard to do.
I was very into it.
Yeah.
It is. So he films it like a comic book. I believe, and do not quote me here, that most of the shots in this movie are direct from the comic. And
this is a comic?
It was a comic. Frank Miller, who wrote Sin City.
It was based on a history book.
Well, it's a history that was made a comic. Yeah. So
I like comic books now.
It is interesting to look at this also as a relic. That's a huge moment for you.
That was big.
Fuck. Yes.
It's all Garrick, too.
I did it.
So the record, you said what, Kelsey? I don't think I heard
it. I like comic books now. Or did I say I read comic books now? Even Miles.
Fellas, look at me.
It's never too late.
Look at me. I did that.
Okay.
I fucking did it.
Fellas. You're one of, how many have tried?
No, it was me. It was me. I was the one that did it. Other people have mentioned it.
Yeah.
I prevailed.
Yeah, there you go.
Like a Spartan.
It's because you got the right. Okay, here we go.
But it's fascinating to look at this as a relic because at this point in history, Hollywood hadn't really figured out yet how to capture comic books, right?
Yeah.
And a movie I would love to fucking talk about someday is Ang Lee's Hulk, which really went for it. We're going to do it. This
gives me a headache.
Yeah, it does. It does. But like this, it looks like a comic. You call it Renaissance paintings, which I totally agree with. But it's like full page splashes when you're reading across the page. And I think what audiences ultimately have decided is, no, we actually would like something that's a little more generic. Marvel movies, you can say they do a lot well, but they don't have a specific visual language, which is why Sam Raimi with Mountain of Madness is a motherfucking goat. Let's go, baby. But and honestly, I think a lot of audiences were turned off by that too, because they're like, what is this?
So
why
much,
is it look
is
so weird? Ugh. Why is the camera doing fun stuff? Because that's what comics are. Comics are so visually inventive.
People who watch these movies are not too in tune with the comic book language at all anymore. Mm-mm. Because shit has gotten so weird in comics. Mm-hmm. It's so creative in like really weird ways. Like I believe I've mentioned this before, but like the X-Men right now are living on a giant mutant, like causing their own like not planet, but their own like country, and they're dealing with the X-Men are dealing with politics right now. It's just like you usually have to watch this for like action, or that's what you go for and all that stuff. And comics have gotten so bored with that fact that now they're just like, let's just see what they would do in this situation. Let's see what they would do if Malcolm X and MLK are together, like that type of language, which is really fun.
But so many really memorable visual moments in this film. You obviously have like the very famous ones of the army falling off the cliff. You have Leonidas kicking the dude into the hole in the chest. Yeah. But then just even little moments like you have this one of Xerxes' messengers. He just does this ha 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 laugh.
And then his eye.
Yeah. he turns into a silhouette with his eyes glowing white, and like, that's a fucking comic book moment. Yeah. It doesn't make sense in a movie.
Yeah.
The symmetry is really, it reads as a comic. It's like watching the movie right to left, the way you like read something. And even the way they fight and like,
it's always right to left. Yeah. Left to right.
Yeah. Yes. Oh yeah. I said right to left. My bad.
We followed.
Yeah. It, like the
actually, though, if you read this if you watch the movie with Hebrew subtitles, they do mirror it. It goes back.
No fucking way. No. Like the moments that I forget that are just as good as the fighting is the talking stuff, because you're talking about ancient Greek language and story, and that shit's so fucking boring and like, again, stoic, I guess.
On the contrary.
Oh, au contraire.
I love Greek mythology.
Oh, yeah?
I love it so much.
Okay, so you fuck with
like
it.
It's like really, really weird.
It's like a lot. It's like Shakespearean. It like is if Shakespearean. You miss a line, you're like, wait, who's that? That's fucking over. That's betraying. Like, there's all, and names are hard to remember. They sound alike, but this does a really good
the
job.
The name stuff is tough. Yeah. Every time, because everything ends with a Aeetes or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Garrick Aeetes.
Right. It's just like Aeetes would be my name. Probably.
They did the like BC stories of just non-fighting that were really fucking good.
Yeah.
Like the stuff that was happening between tribes or like home or the that queen and the love story.
The back home stuff, I feel like you could have lifted entirely. I didn't need it at all.
We're talking about, you've got Lena Headley from Game of Thrones. You may remember her from,
do you think that's where they saw
where
her?
She fucked her cousin.
They saw her as 300 queen and they were like, she's got to be Cersei.
Yeah, I mean, that was her reel.
That was her reel. Do you think they have reels?
Yes.
No fucking way.
Yes.
Really? You think Gerard Butler has a reel?
I don't think he has one anymore, but I feel like...
At what level of fame do you stop? Do you have a reel?
Great question.
Can I watch it?
I've never seen it.
Oh.
That's what I feel
like.
Can
you ask your agents to send it to me? Yeah. I'm thinking about casting you in something. Okay. Do you have a reel?
I don't have a reel. Mm. I had a directing reel at one point, and it's bad.
Yeah, well...
There are some weird scenes with Lena Headley. So we're going to jump right into it. She gets sexually assaulted to, like, as a way to, like... go before a council
to win a council,
and then
she's trying to win over this guy,
and then it goes nowhere, and then it's like,
well,
and
he betrays her.
It's over.
No, the 300. She kills it. The 300 went to war without the blessing of the council.
Yeah,
right.
So that's like a big thing back in the day. Was like the reason why you had to climb the mountain and give an offering and wait for the spirit gods to like tell you. And the spirit god was like, "Bitch, Sparta will fall." She fully tells him. And you know what Gerard Butler does? The Oracle.
We don't know what the Oracle said because the guy was paid off by Xerxes.
I couldn't care less about any of this.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I'm just like, who gives a
the
shit?
Point
because
is,
like,
though,
let's just get to the
You said you even trying to bring up the non-fighting scenes, I'm like, who fucking cares?
It's important. He went against he took 300 against the like will of the community.
The Oracle people.
So and they lied.
So like I feel like the hierarchy was the king has to look to the council to do things and all this stuff.
Checks and balances.
Checks and balances. But like above that is like the Oracle who would get like messages from the gods and all that stuff. And then there was somebody interpreting those weird
googly goober
like folk were interpreting the Oracle's words and they were paid off.
Like
so
checks and balances,
so we don't know if they actually, if she was actually
because then
that.
The reason why Lena Headley says she's going to sleep with that guy and then he like essays her is because she's saying, if you're going to help me convince the board that they should go to war, then like, fine, we'll sleep together. Then when she goes to the board, when they go to the board, the guy's like, don't listen to her. She's an adulterer. We fucked last night.
Yeah. She threw herself all on me.
Yeah. And then she stabs him. And
it was
says
vigorous.
Really cool
she says
quote.
The same thing that
she
he
gets
said
revenge.
To her. Yeah.
It'll be long and you won't enjoy it.
Not something like that.
Yeah.
But then he dies anyway and it's sad. But then, I don't know. There's
it's
more
revealed
Spartans
that, she
the
was all, that he was also paid off.
Yeah.
Through the stab.
Through the Persian coins.
Yeah. We were talking about the visuals before. What do we think about the color grading on this movie?
So that was the most annoying part
took
of the movie.
It took getting used
it
to.
It took a lot to get used
it's
to.
It's such a look. And I want you to, you guys know, you're listening at home. I don't know how to, you know what it looks like, right? Yeah. But I feel like if you don't, take out your phone, take a photo, open up Instagram,
Yep.
go to the filters,
Yeah.
drag everything to the max. Yeah. I want you to max the saturation, the contrast, bring the blacks all the way down.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's just, they took every filter and went,
brightness.
And then add, you know, that one structure where if you do it too much, you kind of look like a robot man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This looks bad.
Yeah.
Oh no.
It just looks,
let's see it, Kelsey.
Now Kelsey's looks like a shit post.
That's what it does. I don't look like that.
Yeah, like a shit posty.
Wait, I got to add vignette. Okay. That's what it looks like.
honestly, a little too bright, but yes, otherwise dead on.
Brown, muddy. It's like so muddy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And but it works with the muscles in the dark.
Okay, can I also tell you that I, because we just my day today, I had to wake up and watch this early. So at 8:30 in the morning, I'm watching 300.
I also watched it at 8:30 in the morning.
As the sun is like shining in my living room, which I'm like looking at these dark ass scenes. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
And then Maggie wakes up like to get her coffee and she's like, is that a fucking rhino attacking an army of shirtless hunks? And I'm like, goddamn right it is. And she goes, is that Michael Fassbender? And I go, yeah, in his first role. Let's talk about it. Michael Fassbender's in this bitch.
Yeah, Michael Fassbender, that's my fucking boy.
What's he?
He's the friend of the
biggest
guy's
dick
son.
In Hollywood. That's what's he.
What's
his first role?
His first big role.
He is the friend.
I think he was in some indie films,
The kid that gets killed. The kid,
the captain,
the captain's son. He's his.
Remember
friend.
The two guys in the army who are having a little cute ass love story. Mm-hmm. They're like flirting the whole time. They're on the battlefield, like pretty good for a girl. Oh, I couldn't see you because you couldn't keep up with me. And they're
Michael Fassbender.
That's Michael Fassbender. He's the one that says, "Then we'll fight in the shade."
Which is a fucking dope ass
line.
That's
a good line.
Yeah. I wrote it down because he's a side character. He's doing too much.
Yeah.
His first introduction of the movie, it's just you have a panning shot of the soldiers and Leonidas is like, are you with me? And he's like, yeah, I'm with you. And it's like, what about you? And he goes, we're not with you, sir!
Yeah.
It's like, God damn, wow. Michael. Wow. We get it. You're a very good actor. Yeah. But holy shit. Yeah.
There's a lot of yelling in this movie.
Did you know that Michael Fassbender is in less and less roles because he keeps on wanting to race cars? Fuck yes. That is my fucking guy.
I feel like
all the way.
He's standing in his own way.
No, he's not. He's doing fine.
I just can't believe that he fit into that loincloth. Yeah, I saw shame.
I haven't seen shame.
Thank you, Miles. Thank you, Miles. Xerxes has a genuinely dope intro.
Yeah.
He steps down on a
human
staircase.
People kneel before him so that he can step-eth on them.
Yeah. And then he's a giant. Was he played by an actual 7-foot man?
No, they did that digitally. It's Rodrigo.
How do you know this?
Because, is it Rodrigo Santoro? He was in season 3 of Lost and it was a big deal. Nikki and Paolo. All my losties out there. He played Paolo, and they were introduced as other members of the plane, and they were so hated that they were given one episode where they were then killed off and buried alive in the episode.
I've lost?
Yeah, and honestly, it's a fucking banger of an episode. if you want to do guilty pleasures, random TV episodes, Exposé does not get the respect it deserves. Nikki and Paolo suck as characters, but that episode has Billy Dee Williams, and it fucking fucks.
Oh, hell yeah.
So that guy gets introduced and he's a god king.
He has chains everywhere.
He calls himself a god king.
Right, because then they prove he's human when he throws that big old spear thing through his cheeks.
And all that stuff, yeah.
He's like, I am human.
Hmm. He didn't even know that he was human.
Mm, interesting.
Because he was born humongous and he should have just been a basketball player.
So tall guys.
Yes. Again, tall men are a scorn and scourge on this society.
And now, is he tall?
Full confidence.
Is he tall, or is Leonidas just a short king?
Leonidas was the same height as all of the rest of his Spartans, so he was at least 6 foot.
I feel like we got to give props though to that beard.
Yeah. Oh, it's
that
a good beard,
though.
It's a good beard.
Because men weren't rocking beards back then.
Oh, if not for this movie.
I feel like he gave structured chin beards a look, a moment. Yeah,
I think that this movie really did bring back the beard.
And then Lumberjacks let it get limp.
And then it went out of style. And then Zach brought it back.
True.
And Miles, you got a long beard here.
Yeah, it's been, I've been growing it out.
Are you Leoniding?
I'm thinking I want to get it big and thick so I can like shape it.
Yeah.
It's like King Leonidas.
Yeah, just like King Leonidas.
He gave himself a Leonidas.
I don't like Leonidas it coming out like
imagine
an Egyptian pharaoh.
He shaved it off and it turns out he has no chin. His face goes inward.
That's hilarious.
Like, I feel like that would make him less powerful. Like, probably. A big chin was power back then. Yeah.
Something that I do take umbrage with this film.
I love when you say umbrage.
Umbrage
in the context of not Harry Potter.
Is that these motherfuckers ain't Greek. This is the most Anglo version of Spartans. He's one of, like, what? He's Irish and Michael Fassbender's Scottish.
But then the whole beauty of this is that they sent that one homie back with the eye.
Yeah.
And he was able to tell the story, which then caused the post credits or whatever the ending scene where now there's like hundreds of thousands of Spartans.
Yeah.
Maybe not as good, but
it's 10,000.
When are you going to tell us how you fucking got in this movie?
Yeah, that's what I've been waiting for.
It's time.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Dear listeners and Garrick and Kelsey.
Yay.
I was a child actor.
Yes, you were.
I had a short-lived child acting career. I was a fucking nerd. And as such,
still are.
I didn't have any after-school activities. I'm giving the long version of this story.
Okay.
I didn't have any after-school activities. My mom said, that's not good. You're prone to depression. We got to get you in something. She enrolled me in acting classes.
Like, that won't make you depressing.
Because actors are depressed. So I did improv classes I was like 12, 13 years old. The place
How
that
annoying.
I went also was, yeah, oh my God.
12
can you
and 13
imagine
year olds doing improv? Bye improv. Forever.
It was also a talent agency. So there was this woman, Lynn. She would, I picture her smoking cigarettes in the back room, but she would like watch tapes from the class or like hear who was good and be like, so anyway, one day they needed someone to be on Saturday Night Live. Their normal, their usual guy wasn't available. So they called me.
Yes.
I was on Saturday Night Live. I was on with Elijah Wood. And it was fucking amazing. It was the coolest thing. And so after that, I was like, I guess I'm a fucking actor now.
Yeah.
So they're sending me out on auditions.
Wow.
My first audition ever was for a Comcast commercial. And I had to improv with Rob Hubel, who is one of the greatest improvisers. He was in Human Giant with Paul Scheer and Aziz Ansari.
Yeah.
Like, just a truly gifted comedian, and I am a 12-year-old, and he's trying to improv with me, and I'm like, haha, you're funny. Totally. He didn't book the role, and Rob, I'm sorry, it was my fault. You know, I fucked up your audition. So I'm going on a lot of auditions. One day, I get a call for a movie role, and it is for this movie, this film, 300.
Why?
Because they just, it was an open casting for kids.
Because of his eyes.
Because of my beautiful eyes.
Chest hair?
Now.
Yeah, chest hair.
Now, I don't know if you recall the scene in this film.
Yep.
We begin the movie with young Leonidas, who actually is played by Zack Snyder's son. So young Leonidas is a boy. And then you see teenage Leonidas who fights this giant wolf.
In the woods when they kick them
in
out.
In the snow.
Yeah.
And he kills a wolf.
They want that is what you auditioned for?
Auditioned for that role. Now, if you guys have not seen the film, this teenage boy is like, he's a man.
Yeah.
And he's scrawny but strong. And he's got the look of fear. I mean, it's a young Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
This is an intense looking guy. Mm. Now I want you to imagine young Zach, who looks like a pudgy young lesbian.
Yes, I remember.
I looked like Rachel Maddow with a fucking wannabe Sean from
bowl
Boy
cut.
Meets World hair bowl haircut.
Yeah,
I had
Janko
my fucking
jeans.
Glasses. I was insecure about what shirts I wore because my puffy nipples would show through my shirts if they were too big.
No.
I hadn't really had a growth spurt yet or much of puberty.
Yeah.
I
still waiting.
Still talked like this.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, I just had that child pudge.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So I go in. I don't know what I'm auditioning for. There's no sides. I go in. It's a room of hot kids.
Okay. All right.
Don't cut that out. Miles, cut that out.
He was speaking from the first person perspective. He was really back there. You know?
It's a room of like sports boys.
Yeah.
So hot kids.
I
Miles.
We will cut nothing. I go into the audition room and they say, okay, thank you so much for joining. So you are in this scene, you're going to be trying to kill a wolf. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a big wolf and you've got a spear in your hand. Awesome. And action.
Is that Zack Snyder?
No. Zack Snyder was not there. It was just casting director.
I mean, that's a good snack. Zack Snyder.
So, but what they asked me, requested me to. So I had to pantomime
a spear,
a wolf. They didn't give me a spear. I'm pretending to hold the spear.
Uh-huh.
And then I have to kill a wolf.
Is that what you did? You went
duh. But just to make this worse, I walk in and they say, can you take off your glasses?
So you can't
so
see.
So first I take off my glasses and now I'm blind.
Yeah.
I can't see a fucking thing. The world is blurry.
Would that not make it like easier? It's kind of like having a spotlight.
It's just very disorienting for me.
It's not like dissonance. It's like disorienting.
I get very like sleepy when my glasses are off. I just, because I can't engage. I can't read facial expressions. I don't know how I'm doing. I just don't know anything. Worse.
Oh no.
They ask me to take my shirt off.
What the fuck? Okay, this just got weird and illegal.
Because
you can't ask a kid to take his fucking shirt off.
Because they needed to see.
Did you call someone? Did you report this to the board?
No, and then they, no, I took my shirt off.
Oh my, Zachary, did your mom ever tell you?
Well,
what
tone of voice did they say it in? Was it like, could you please take off your shirt?
Or take off your shirt off.
Yeah, and they turned on a camera?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Some casting director somewhere has a video of young shirtless Zach. So I'm now like just so fucking insecure. Also, my biggest insecurity as a kid is that I have like not only puffy, but these fucking pepperoni areolas. Like my nipples are the size, like you see the face on Garrick's watch.
Let me see your nipples.
My nipples have been the same. Okay.
They're bigger than I would expect for your size.
They haven't grown since I was two. They've been this size my whole life.
For those listening,
okay, you put your shirt down.
It's a fine nipple.
Yeah, it's a great
nipple.
Let me
see your nipple. Garrett, not like Kelsey.
Yeah, Kelsey looks... it's like...
That's a normal...
Yeah, normal nipple too. Have like normal sized Miles.
You don't have to show us your nipple.
Oh, yeah. He's your boss.
You're
I'm
welcome
not.
To.
I'll show my nipples.
I'm not your boss. Show my nipples. Me your nipples.
My nipples are pretty, I think, normal sized.
No, you got tiny nipples.
Tiny nipples?
No, he's got... That's normal nipple.
That makes me feel good, though. I just...
You guys have very similarly sized nipples.
Mine have always been huge.
I don't know. I think you're overseeing it.
There was a point in time in my life where, like, I think it was like... I mean, 12 or 13, when my nipples became puffy and started hurting. During like the growth pains.
Oh,
I think that happens
out?
In puberty.
Puberty, yeah.
For a lot of boys.
It happens to women every month.
Hey.
Oh.
Your nipples grow and they get huge. And then they become smaller.
When you're on your period, your nipples get puffy and fucking hurt.
That sucks.
And when you're pregnant, you don't even get
that must
started.
Be the only hard part about being a woman.
Yeah, that's it. Other than that,
it seems chill as hell.
Yeah.
It seems very nice, especially with what
happened. Notice not much has changed since Spartan times.
Wow.
Bringing it back.
So anyway, they offered it to me and I turned down the role.
Did you get a callback?
I certainly did not get a callback.
Oh my God. I really would like to see it.
Like insecure.
Can you make
naked.
A Try Guys video of you hunting down that clip?
Ugh.
I'll help you produce.
You know what I do have? And I have it on DVD. I need to get it transferred. I was in an FX commercial. Oh. That was the only like big job I booked.
Wow.
When FX had the Shield, and it was actually right before Rescue Me. Like they became a thing for a second, right? But before that, they were trying to get big, and so they did this whole campaign, and then they just never aired it. But it was a cool commercial.
That's like when I was in a Pizza Hut commercial and they cut me out of it. I spent like 2 days on a Pizza Hut commercial, and then the commercial came out
that
and
hurts.
It was just my hand placing a pizza down. Anyway, reminds me of that
hurts.
Anyways, 300.
Acting
what a movie.
Sucks. And then I said, I'll be a star my own
way. And look
way.
At you.
Look at
you're
me
almost as famous as Garrick.
You are 20 times more famous than Garrick.
Guys.
But without...
That ass. Sorry. I need to text Sequoia and be just... I need to know that's okay how much I'm talking about your butt. I like how I'm asking her
I was trying to think. There's
you.
There's fame... Six, there's fame, money, and prestige. That's what it is.
Prestige.
without the self-love when I look in the mirror.
Oh my God.
So that's my story.
And what would have happened if you had gotten it?
This episode would be a fucking banger.
What are you trying to see my text messages with your girl?
Yeah, I would like to.
No, we talk sometimes.
Oh my God.
Don't text her.
I'm a texter.
No, I'm not gonna text her. Stop it. We're friends.
Anyway, yeah. What else are we talking about in the movie? Everybody's nipples were pristine.
Well, we can talk about Leonidas fucks.
Yeah.
This movie's gratuitous in every way. It's gratuitously violent. It's gratuitously masculine. And it's gratuitously sexy.
Yeah.
It's just raw. Unfiltered.
He has well, first when he goes to see the Oracle, it's just this like young naked woman with silks like dancing in slow motion for no fucking reason. Yeah. And then these gross ass old oracles like lick them.
Yeah.
Yucko.
Because they would pick the cutest of the Spartan girls or the Spartan young women to become oracles.
They have a gross line of like, even the oracles succumb to the temptations of man.
Yeah. And then he licks her.
And he goes, yucko. Yeah. But then Leonidas comes back, his wife. Wakes up, Lena Headley wakes up and goes like, "You better fuck me." I don't know what she says.
Yeah, she says.
they then have like this intense sex scene where it's fading in and out.
Yeah,
and every time it fades back, they are in a different, very intense position.
Yeah. It's just muscles having sex. Fucking it's not like hard. Enjoyable.
Yeah, it's just a lot of thrust.
Yeah, it's muscles fucking hitting.
It's they must be hitting it in at least 8 different positions, which just exhausting.
Yeah. At what age do we stop like picking people up? You know what I mean? Are we done with that yet? Are we still picking?
I was born done with that.
Like I feel like at some point I'd be like, put me down. No, hey. Put me down on the ground.
I'm too high. I don't want to be this high.
I don't
want
to be up. I feel like a baby.
If you're having sex long enough to have 9 positions, it's too long.
Yeah. Stop.
Stop.
Then you're under the
age of
30. Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever had, I've definitely in the middle of sex stopped to go get water. Like many times.
Or been like, hey, can we wrap it up?
Time out. Hurry.
That's like all the time.
Anything
for
I can do to make you like just like do that fun little so that we can move on here.
Yeah. But Spartans are born to fucking fight.
Yeah.
That's it. Everyone's watched this movie enough and you know what we're talking about. Yeah. There is one really, really cool part though, is when you think that he's gonna succumb the knee and he's gonna kneel down and he's really kneeling for homeboy to jump out and attack. And that was cool. I thought that was
But
unexpected.
Wait, what does he say? So he is this whole dramatic, you're like, fuck, Leonidas is surrendering. He drops his cape.
Yeah.
He drops his shield. He bends on one knee. And then the narrator comes in. Which the narrator, it's a cheap ass.
Unnecessary.
But it's comic booky. I get it. Whatever. Yeah. But he goes, Leonidas dropped the cape because it threw him off balance.
Yeah.
The shield was too heavy.
Yeah.
And he needed to lean so he could throw long. Oh, at
whatever. It was his helmet. He removed his helmet. To just have a good gaze at his target.
Yeah. For his target was far away. It's great. And then he throws the spear and it's a cool moment.
I will say.
No, this I'm talking
movie,
about when he kneels down and the guy jumps on his back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the same moment.
Okay, cool.
But this movie, I feel like, spawned so many ancient Greek mythology movies.
Yeah.
Like Troy. Mm-hmm. And
Troy was before this, I believe.
Troy was before this.
Wasn't it?
Because
well,
really?
This was during that era of like hella Greek things.
Hella Greek
things. And then also the era of God of War, which is a phenomenal game that also deals in the exact same thing. The first, you don't have to give me that look, Kelsey.
I just
fucking opened your eyes to comic books, and now I'm trying to open your eyes to the beauty of God of
Garrick,
War. And now you're just mad at me. You're looking at me like with the fucking side eyes.
I swear to God, it's when you said war that it made me ponder. You gave me a think just now that like all Spartans were to master the art of war. Like when you said that, I went like, huh.
Weren't Spartans like a division of all
Greek.
Of Greece.
Yes, correct.
So like Spartans were the warrior race of all of Greece.
Correct. And we still kind of have that in a way with like a military.
Yeah, we have like SEALs and the SEAL teams and all that.
Yeah,
shit.
I feel like, but you made me ponder. I don't even fucking know what you said after that, to be honest.
Anyway, God of War is fantastic. Oh, okay. The whole first three is about
him. Is it a comic?
No, it's a game. It's about him being the son of Zeus and all that stuff and blah, blah, blah. And he's trying
Where's our comedy about Greek culture? Of Greek.
We are Spartans, I guess.
No, I mean like I want to see like a Good Place-esque like workplace comedy about Greek.
Plebes. Have you seen Plebes?
No.
Plebes is, it might be Rome, but it is a comedy about three fucking
like
guys.
Like Hercules.
It's like, no, it's like workaholics, but they're guys who live in Rome.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And they like try to get into an orgy.
What's it on?
I don't even know. It's a BBC, I think.
BBC is always better.
Yeah.
It's
great.
Truly out of things to say.
Yeah, there's nothing
Let's
else.
Let's talk about Gerard Butler more. He's so
I mean, he's
fine.
Fucking fine as hell.
You believe him as a leader.
Yeah, for
what?
Sure.
What happened to him? What's he up to? Did he get super into coke and stop like working?
He did Gamer.
White House Down.
Yeah, he's done a bunch of stuff.
He did two back-to-back big like world-ending movies.
Did he now?
And they are like alternate shots of each other. Geostorm and Greenland. And both of them are about big storms or earthquakes and Gerard Butler being upset.
Do you know what I watched when I was gone last week that I can't believe we've never talked about as a collective? Wow. It is a movie with...
We're just going to start talking about another movie.
Who's the guy from the fucking Sanctions movie who's really hot? His name's Four.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
No, oh my God.
Sanctions movie?
The movie where it's post-apocalyptic and his character's name is literally Four. Shailene Woodley is the lead.
I Am Number Four?
No. No. Oh my God. And it's Forrest Whitaker. Divergent.
I don't know who the fuck the guy is in that movie.
Yes, the lead. He's so fucking hot. Please, Miles, find it.
Yeah.
And then Forrest Whitaker, and it's a post-apocalyptic movie where he has to go with his father-in-law across the country.
Theo James?
Theo fucking James and Forrest Whitaker. This movie fucking rocked.
Cut that, Miles.
I'm gonna need us to watch that. Because I watched it and I was shook at how good it was. It came out in 2018 or 2019 and it got no press and it was amazing. Find it.
Here's what something I'll say. Poor horsies. I get so sad in war movies when the horsies are they're just doing their job and then the Spartans are like, I'm gonna slash the horsies. Yeah. Then they kill fucking elephants. Poor elephants.
The elephants is what really got me.
Yeah. Because they're supposed to be evil elephants.
Yeah. Well, but that's not
the
they didn't shoot.
If it makes you feel any better, the
rhino can die.
That was probably the last rhino.
That's a good point.
No, if it makes you feel any better, there was no elephants or rhinos in real life.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But I still don't want to see them suffer.
Like, were you there?
I was there. I'm a witch. I feel like they kill animals because that really gets to the core of someone's hatred for a villain. So when that happens, we're like,
good
guys
were killing the horses.
But they've also said, I've seen like YouTube videos where they say like the Persians were actually should have been the good guys and like the Spartans were the evil ones.
Why?
I mean, you could do that with a lot of movies. I feel like.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like wasn't this a take on a tribe or a culture that predominantly was just like violent.
Oh, they seem toxic as fuck.
Yeah, toxic. Yeah. Like this is actually a good guy story of
but
that.
I mean, they let women speak. So how toxic can they really be?
Hey, they did seem kind of woke in that part.
Yeah.
Right. That got you in the first 3 minutes. You're like hot women.
Yeah.
Can
the messenger comes and it's like, you bars. Let your wife speak.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I'm going to kick you in a hole, bitch.
Doesn't she say something like women birth Spartans or
so
something?
So who's the real strong?
Yeah.
You insult my wife.
You insult my wife.
Is this the best Zack Snyder movie?
Yeah. What other ones do we have?
We have Sin City. Mm. We have this one. We have
Sin City. That's Frank Miller. That's Robert Rodriguez.
Oh shit! Oh.
How do you know these names? It blows me away.
I'm broken. I actually would. So yes, this might be.
it's certainly the most Zack Snyder Zack Snyder movie. Yeah. I know Eugene really fucks with Sucker Punch, which he wants to come in and watch that one day.
Oh, okay. Sucker Punch.
Not seen that
I haven't. You haven't seen Sucker Punch?
No. I've never seen
Can
it
we
either.
Do it?
Yeah,
it's
I really think we
good.
Have to.
It's a really good one.
But it really is like a guilty pleasure. It,
for sure.
Yeah.
Me and my friends dressed up but and went, saw it in the theater.
It was my background of my computer at BuzzFeed the
no
entire
kidding.
Time I worked there. Because it like gave me like fight.
Makes no sense.
I also love his Dawn of the Dead. Like that, and that was his first one. There's a lot that Zack Snyder does really well, but he's just so, he's such a dude.
Is this critically, like, is this business-wise the biggest movie he ever did? Was this the most made ever of all of his movies?
It was the highest grossing rated R movie. Was Watchmen rated R? So
no, but I'm saying for Zack Snyder.
That's what I'm trying to just parse through my mind.
Watchmen was not rated R, I don't think.
Can we talk about how gross that, he's a type of monster in it.
There's two. There's the fucking giant. What is this, a butt photo?
Yes. I mean, it's massive.
Am I on it?
Yeah. So Koya said, this is really the one. She said, it be sit tin.
Wait, I'm not.
Oh my gosh, she said.
I'm not on this thread.
She said, Rico the rear. I'm screaming.
I mean, you're literally wearing suspenders. It's like hoisting your butt
it up.
Oh my
yeah.
God. His royal name. Wow. Rico the Great Rear.
Sir Claps a Lot over here.
Oh my God. Sir Claps a Lot.
Wow.
I'm shocked that you don't know how rare your butt is.
It's not rare.
It is. Like, men's butts don't do that. Start looking at ass. You'll start seeing. Start looking at ass. Man. I'm saying.
I just want to.
I'm sorry.
I just want to talk about 300.
Let's talk about the muscles in 300. Wow, wow, wee, wee.
You guys want some fun facts?
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, actually, this is one that this is a fun fact from Zach. The rest of them I Googled, or I just stole from IMDb. But in the beginning, I'm like, why are we idolizing this bitch-ass story? I'm sorry, this king getting people killed because they asked for land and water? Just give him a little fucking dirt and water. So I'm like, what does that mean, land and water? Turns out, the demand for earth and water symbolized those surrounding to Persians give up all their rights to over their land and every product of the land. So to give earth and water, you're recognizing Persian authority over everything. Even your lives belong to the king of Persians. So it is like when they came in the beginning and they're like, give me land, earth and water. They're literally saying, we own everything.
Can you imagine? Cool. I'd fight too. I'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah. Because they know what the alternative was.
Right. Get.
They were going to. Yeah. They were fighting against enslavement.
Yeah.
Probably the most famous line of the film. This is Sparta was written to be calm. And stern.
What?
Not yelled.
And then he kicks. This is Sparta.
This is Sparta.
It would have worked both for me both
cool.
ways.
Both yeah, but cool. you know this yelling is fucking dope.
Now you can just say it like in regular life.
This is Sparta.
This is Sparta.
This is Sparta.
This is madness. This is Sparta. only 2 gallons of fake blood were used because the rest was added in post. A lot of CGI blood.
Yeah. A lot of like
that
this noise.
Added really a lot to the comic book feel of it.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Kelsey also sent the butt photo to a group thread with Lauren on it. And
what do you mean? That's the original one.
And she replied, Garrick the glutes.
Yes. Oh my God. Wait, that's what Sequoia said. And then I said, Rick Rump.
Studios really thought the best case scenario for this would be like $70 million at the box office. It made over $200 million and, as we said, became the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time until Deadpool dethroned it. Some of the weapons used in this film are actually props from other movies. They had swords and weapons from Alexander and Troy.
Alexander.
That movie sucks.
Yeah.
They were recycled to cut costs.
Interesting. Well, why not, right?
Why not?
We have the whole Edith Head prop shop at Universal. Like, you should be reusing. We have enough stuff in this world to never make another item again, you guys. Swapskis.com.
There you go.
Swapskis. Shop secondhand.
There it is. Guys, now is the time to decide, is this film a pleasure, a guilty pleasure, or just plain guilty?
Ooh.
I'll go first.
Okay.
It is a guilty pleasure because I don't like that I like it. I really don't.
You don't like that you love it.
I don't like that I love it. I don't like that I will go to bat for it. I don't like that. I mean, this is about the most amount of energy I'll put towards it. Like, as far as being like, no, it's a good movie. And then people are like, here are all the reasons why it's bad. And I'm like, you're right. But it's a good movie.
You just go,
And then I'll just, you won't be able to convince me that it's.
Do you know why you feel the guilt? Because I feel, I'll just say, I also believe it's a guilty pleasure. It's dope as fuck when it's dope.
It's really dope.
And as I said, as I watched it with my sister, if you watch the 45 minute version of this movie, just take out the bolt, like just the eye candy, just only eye candy. It is incredible.
Yeah.
But I also feel dirty about it. And I don't know why.
I don't know. If we're going off our curriculum, I don't feel bad recommending this movie to for people to watch. I think it's something you should 100%.
Everybody should see it.
Like, I think you could watch it multiple times. So for that reason, I'm giving it a full P. Full pleasure.
But you don't feel guilty.
No, I want to see that sexy ass muscle jumping
muscle
around.
Muscle man.
I want to see them hacking swords and doing stuff.
But like, you recommend this movie and then like 10 minutes in, they go to the Oracle and it's just like, woman naked with silks.
Yeah, but you get the chest punt.
I also am like, okay, it's a little guilt. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know it's gratuitous.
I don't think I've ever heard someone say they don't like 300. I don't roll with those.
Yeah, I feel like that was one of the first movies where everybody loved, and then everybody else was like, it's actually not that good. And then you're like, well, shut the fuck up.
Here's what it is.
What?
Don't believe anyone who says they don't like 300. Don't fucking trust anyone who says they're obsessed with 300.
Anybody with a fucking Leonidas tattoo.
Leonidas cat over here.
Someone who named their cat after them.
No, that's fair.
I'm a lady.
Yeah, because he's hot. Yeah. I accept it.
Yeah. My cat's hot?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
No, because like lusting after Gerard Butler. Full
set. Right. Yeah,
but if 100%. You lust over the whole movie, then it's an issue.
I'll say this. I'd watch a remake of it. You know, like if they decide to remake it, I'd watch it. I'd see it. I'd see what they want to do.
Why bother?
I think they got it on the first try.
I'm just thinking like who could be like now's King Leonidas?
Timothée Chalamet.
Ooh. Oh, I'd love to see a soft boy version of 300. Shakespearean. Anyway.
Are you talking about Dune?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. I'm at Corndy on all things.
I'm Kelsey Darrow on all the things.
I'm Garrick Bernard on all the things.
Until next time.
This is Sparta. I say it calmly.
This has been Sparta.
This has been Sparta.
And I'm going to kick you down a hole.
No! Oh!